All right, winners of these bouts will wrestle for third. Losers of these bouts will wrestle for fifth. Do have one final already on mat number two. Javion Chambers of Highlands with a quick pin in just, well, I couldn't have had a pin in 1 second. Well, it must have been a forfeit, over Evan Lazowski of Penns Valley at 114 pounds. On mat number one, end of the first period, Ty Matthews of Central has a 3-2 lead on Carl Thomas of Burl at 107 pounds.
And out there on mat three, we got Warren Wolsegel from Elizabeth Ford taking on Angelo Boney of Central Valley, and that's all tied up 0-0 at the end of that first period. Only running three mats right now.
Yeah, only 26 bouts in this final consolation round, so I'm glad they did not wait until 2:30 to run these final 26 bouts. Again, just wrestling on mats one, two, and three. Mat four is dark for this final consolation round.
Up there on mat three, we have Angelo Boney of Central Valley out to a 3-0 lead with 1:39 in the second. In control of this match against Wolsegel from Elizabeth Forward.
Beginning of the second period on mat two, Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop at 127 pounds and Connor Myers of Penns Valley. They're scoreless. Luholz starting this second period on top. And next couple of bouts, we don't have anybody local coming up.
So, Nate, remind me here. The winner of this match, what place will they wrestle for next?
Third.
All right.
Losers will wrestle for fifth. All of these guys now have clinched for Hershey. The seventh place pouts already decided.
Yep.
In that last consolation round. We have four locals wrestling for seventh. And we'll have eight wrestlers in these 26 bouts here in this final consolation round before we head to the finals and consolation finals, expected to start around 5. So we are going to get a nice break if they keep that at 5 o'clock. We'll get a nice break for the Parade of Champions, and we'll be able to go get a bite to eat or something.
Music to my ears.
We've been on the air since, you know what, 8:45?
Yeah, something like that. Not too bad. Time flies when you're having fun, you know what they say.
Carl Thomas of Burl in some trouble at 107 pounds. Ty Matthews of Central had him down on the mat. Matthews now with a 3-0 lead. I believe some back points coming, and four of them, yes. It's 7-0 Matthews. Thomas had gotten back up, but he returns him to the mat.
Out here on mat three, we're starting a third period. Boney from Central Valley up 3-1 over Elizabeth Ford's Wolfskaggle.
Couple more swipes there. Two. Make it 9-0. Ty Matthews of Central over Carl Thomas of Burl. Connor Myers of Penns Valley with a 1-0 lead over Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop. Now gets the takedown. Finishes as he comes around the back. Makes it 4-0.
We've got some injury time going on mat number three right now. Just stop for blood, no injury time. Wolsegel from Elizabeth Ford will take top to start this third. Boney will take bottom. Wolsegel assumes the position. There's going to be a caution on Wolsegel and Elizabeth Ford for just a little bit too quick on that whistle.
Ty Matthews with a 10-0 lead here at 107. Myers still with a 4-0 lead at 127. And now Myers gets Luholz to his back.
Boney's able to run out as soon as that whistle blew. He's going to get 1 point for coming neutral. Going to extend him up to 4-1 with 135 left in that third period over Wolsegel of Elizabeth Forward.
Connor Myers of Penns Valley now leading 7-0, gets credited for the takedown. Final minute of the third period there. Another takedown for Ty Matthews of Central. He goes up 13-0 on Carl Thomas of Burl.
Wolsegel from Elizabeth Forward trying to push the issue here with 1:23 left, down by three. He needs a takedown to get this thing back to even. But Boney from Central Valley just not giving him anything.
Ty Matthews of Central gets the tech fall, 15-0 over Carl Thomas of Burl. Matthews will wrestle for third. Thomas will wrestle for fifth. Time of the tech fall comes at 2:18. I'm sorry, 3:18. I'm sorry, 4:18. I forgot a whole period.
The math's just not mathing there.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a little bit of grace.
Whatever. Three.
Right. Your sugar might be low.
Just keep adding stuff. My sugar is getting low. Better, speaking of, I'll take a drink. All right, now up on mat number one at 114 pounds, Will Edwards of West Branch and Tucker Smith of Everett at 114 pounds.
Over here on mat number two, we have Owen Lewhouse of Westmont Hilltop taking on Connor Myers of Penns Valley. Connor Myers of Penns Valley up 7-0 with 11 seconds left in this bout. And he's in firm control here. Time's going to tick off. And it will be Connor Myers of Penns Valley moving on to wrestle third place. And Lujas from Westmont Hilltop dropping down to the fifth place bout. Still 4-1 up there in favor of Boney from Central Valley over Wolsegel from Elizabeth Ford, and that's going to tick off. Wolsegel just not enough time. Wolsegel will drop that decision 4-1 to Boney from Central Valley. Boney from Central Valley will wrestle for third. Wolsegel from Elizabeth Ford will wrestle for fifth.
Next matchup we're looking for is Lucas Barr at 133 pounds. He'll be coming up next on mat number two following the bout that's about to start between Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley and Brady Kostick of Richland at 133. And before we get to Lucas, we'll step aside once again here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
All right, well, we're quickly coming up on Barr because there was a forfeit in that other. Looks like it had to be a forfeit here. We'll get the result for you in a moment, but Lucas Barr up here on mat two. Got to hit refresh to figure out what happened there. Now up on mat number one, Tucker Smith, 3-0 lead on Will Edwards of Everett.
Over there on mat number three, about 3:39, the 121 Concy semis, we have Bruce Anderchak from Quaker Valley and Dakota Santa Maria from Tussey Mountain.
Lucas Barr still scoreless here with Olson of Derry. And nice job by Barr to get around behind and get the takedown. Just with 5 seconds left in the first period, gets the takedown, and Lucas Barr takes a 3-0 lead.
Santa Maria on mat number three gets the escape and quick takedown, goes up 4-0 with 1:20 left in the second. Santa Maria from Tussey Mountain against Anderchak from Quaker Valley. And they roll out of bounds, and they will come back center. 1:09 left in the second period. Down here on mat number two, Olson and Barr. Barr got that takedown, still up 3-0 starting out into the second period. And Olson will get the escape there. Barr cuts him loose. Actually, the other way around. Olson cut Barr loose and go up 4-0 with 1:36 left in the second. Barr really sizing up Olson here, trying to get a shot in. Olson on his heels. He even gets a stalling caution, being on his heels too much. And Barr gets a quick takedown. Will go up 7-0 with 1:20 in that second period. Barr working that left arm, has the head and the shoulder really trying to isolate that right on the edge of the mat. Olsen coming up to his base, but Barr keeps chopping him down. Attempts to tilt, gets out of bounds. Barr and Olsen will come back to center. Again, Lucas Barr from McGuffey, Camden Olsen from Derry area with the score. Lucas Barr 7. And Olsen will now have 1 because Barr opted to let him up and go neutral starting here. 57 seconds left in that second period.
End of the second period. Tucker Smith of Everett with a 4-0 lead over Will Edwards of West Branch at the 114-pound consolation.
Lucas Barr gets another quick takedown. Really doing whatever he pleases here against Olsen from Derry area. Bring that score 10-1 with 45 seconds left in the second. They're going neutral again. That'll go 10-2 in favor of Barr. Barr's content just going neutral, letting him be up, and then trying for this takedown. Barr goes in for the double leg. Olsen's got a tight waist in pretty good. Still haven't given Barr that takedown yet. No clear advantage there. They put up the 3 for him. Barr trying to work that head and arm. Has that back ankle. Breaks him down. Trying to work a tilt at the same time. But Olsen has that right leg of Barr. Barr would do good to get that right leg back. Having trouble. Olsen's got a death grip on that. He finally lets it go. 1 second left in the period. Barr up 13-2 going into the third.
Final minute on the third period. Tucker Smith of Everett, a 5-3 lead now on Will Edwards at 114. On mat number 3, 121 pounds. 1:10 left on the clock there in the third. Dakota Santa Maria of Tussey Mountain with a 7-2 lead over Bruce Anderjack of Quaker Valley.
Yeah, Santa Maria has been dominating that matchup to this point. He's got an underhook in on Anderjack. And if Anderjack can't get up to his base here, it might be tough for him because he's got it in there tight. Barr, another takedown here. Got a tight waist. Up 16-3 with 1:31 left in the third. Up there on mat number 3, 58 seconds left in the third. Santa Maria Tussey Mountain still leads 7-2 over Quaker Valley's Bruce Anderjack.
That'll do it at 114 pounds. Well, I thought we were going to be done. There was a stalling call on Edwards, who got a late takedown to take a 6-5 lead over Tucker Smith. They'll try to keep Smith down to the mat, and nice comeback there by West Branch's Will Edwards, a 6-5 winner at 114 pounds. Will Edwards of West Branch will wrestle for third. Tucker Smith of Everett will wrestle for fifth.
Lucas Barr just got that last takedown, extending the lead 19-4, and he will tech fall. Derry area's Camden Olsen. Lucas Barr will wrestle for third place. Camden Olsen dropping down the fifth.
Next up, coming up at 139 pounds, will be Mason Wright of Beth Center and Carter Cadis of Burkittstown. Neither of them on the mat quite yet. Coming up on mat one will be Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg at 121 pounds, Garrett White of Chestnut Ridge. Final on mat number 3, Dakota Santa Maria of Tussey Mountain will wrestle for third, a 7-2 winner over Bruce Anderjack of Quaker Valley at 121 pounds. Anderjack will wrestle for fifth. Now up on mat number 2, Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt and Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge at 139 pounds. We'll wait for Wright and Cadis at 139. We'll have them when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Now up on mat number three, Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth and Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley at 127 pounds. They're scoreless with 15 seconds remaining in the first period.
On mat number two in 139-pound Ponzi semis, we have Trenton Willie from Chestnut Ridge taking on Owen McMullen from Bishop McCourt.
All of these consolation semis, winners go to the third place bout, losers go to the fifth place bout. Seventh place bout already decided, and the losers in the consolation quarters. And the championship bout's set as well.
Owen McMullen gets an escape point for Bishop McCourt, going up 1-0 over Trenton Willie of Chestnut Ridge.
We're waiting for Mason Wright of Beth Center and Cadis of Burgettstown. They will actually wrestle each other coming up on mat number one following this Hummel and Wyatt matchup. Wyatt with a 3-0 lead over Hummel.
A lot of action.
37 remaining in the second period. Sorry.
No, you're good. A lot of action up there on mat three. Some cartwheels going on. Bodies flying everywhere. We have Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth taking on Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley. And we have Kosanovic of Avonworth up 4-0 with 1:34 left in the second.
Glad to have you along on WJPA AM 1450 online, WJPA.com, in partnership with our friends at greensports.net. I'm Nate Rigotti, Mike Hildreth on the broadcast for you from Altoona, PIAA 2A wrestling coverage. Bunch of wrestlers already clinching their spot to Hershey here in the consolation semifinals, deciding who's wrestling for third and fifth. And we'll have the finals and consolation finals later tonight, Parade of Champions at 5 p.m. Got to work our way through the bouts here in the consolation semis. On the mats right now at 121, 127, and 139 pounds. We got to work our way up to 285.
Out there on mat three, Lucas Smith from Berlin Brothers Valley and Austin Kosanovic. Kosanovic from Avonworth, still 4-0 in favor of the man from Avonworth.
35 seconds remaining in the second period. Garrett Wyan of Chestnut Ridge with a 4-0 lead on Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg. This is at 121 pounds.
Over here on mat number two, Trenton Willie of Chestnut Ridge and Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt. Owen McMullen from Bishop McCourt got an escape point early in that second period. Here still up 1-0 as the time ticks off for the second going into the third.
Only running three mats here. Shut down mat number four for this round. And Garrett Wyan of Chestnut Ridge was in some trouble there. Caleb Hummel with a takedown. Was looking for some back points. Conversation of whether he got them or not here as the time expired at the end of the second period. Officials talking. Both coaches inching out onto the mat. And there will be two back points. So Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg went from losing 4-0 to the takedown and two back points to go up 5-4. And now the Chestnut Ridge coach wants an explanation.
Yeah, he came out on the mat pretty quick whenever they issued those points. He's still not going to be happy about it, but he'll have to go back to his chair at some point.
Yeah, officials were talking about whether he was going to get the back points or not. Chestnut Ridge coach still not leaving the mat, still having this conversation.
River on mat number three, Lucas Smith still trails Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth 4-1 with 1:20 left in the bout. On mat number two, McMullen from McCourt extended his lead a little bit, still is now 4-1 over Trenton Willie from Chestnut Ridge. With 1:03 left in the bout. Up on mat number four, 47 seconds left in that third period. 4-1 still in favor of Kosanovic of Avonworth. 38 seconds still to go down here on mat number two. 4-1 in favor of McMullen from Bishop McCourt over Trenton Wiley of Chestnut Ridge. Twenty seconds left up there on mat number three. And barring something catastrophic here, Kosanovic might finish this one out. He's definitely not letting Berlin Brothers Valley's Smith try for those shots. Still working, just blocking them off at every chance. And that'll bring an end to that one up there on mat number three with the final score 4-1 in favor of Austin Kosanovic of Avonworth, who will wrestle for third, dropping Lucas Smith down to the fifth place consolation. Coming up on mat three, we'll have William McNeil from Derry area taking on Joseph Garshnick from United. Mat number two comes to an end. Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt will move on and wrestle for third, while Trenton Willie will drop down from Chestnut Ridge and wrestle fifth.
Final minute here on mat number one. Caleb Hummel with a 6-4 advantage now over Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge. This is at 121 pounds. 50 seconds remaining. Wyant of Chestnut Ridge working on the left leg of Caleb Hummel, trying to run through it and get him flipped over. And there's a takedown for Garrett Wyant. He'll regain the lead. Was working on that leg and then finally gets over and now goes up 7-6. Nice little comeback here for Garrett Wyant. 20 seconds remaining in the third period, and a potentially dangerous call there.
Up on mat number two, we have Julian Bertucci from Burrow wrestling Avery Gable from Phillipsburg, Osceola. 41 seconds left in that first period, 0-0. Over on mat number three, we have Joseph Garshnick from United taking on William McNeil from Derry area. Garshnick up 3-0 going into the second.
Now we're waiting for, on mat number one, Mason Wright of Beth Center and Carter Cadis of Burkittstown to face each other. Just pulled up their history a little bit, at least in the postseason. Wright actually tech-falled Cadis in the consolation semifinals last week at Chartiers Valley, and then the week before that in the championship semifinals in the section tournament, an 11-0 major decision for Wright. And then they actually wrestled each other in 2025, Wright again with a tech fall in the consolation semis in the WPIL tournament, and a major decision in the section tournament in the WPIL. So Mason Wright has had Carter Cadis' number, especially in the postseason. Now a comeback here by Caleb Hummel. He ties it up at 7, and they go to sudden victory. Wyant wanted a takedown. They go out of bounds. He doesn't get it.
Up there on mat number three, Joseph Garshnick from United up 5-0 over William McNeil of Derry area.
Tied at 7, wrestling neutral. And trying to rip Wyant to the mat was Hummel. Hummel trying to get around behind it. They both go out of bounds. Chestnut Ridge again wants a three call. They don't get it. They're out. They'll wrestle neutral.
Over on mat number two, we have Avery Gable of Phillipsburg taking on Julian Bertucci of Burrell. Burrell right now, Burrell's Bertucci has a 3-0 lead with 1:17 in the second. Yeah, they're not giving away takedowns on mat number one, that's for sure.
No, my goodness. These guys start back neutral, 20 seconds left in the sudden victory period. Nice move by Wyant, and he gets the takedown. Begging for the three call. They finally get it there, and Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge will move to the third place bout. Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg will fall to the fifth place bout. And now coming up, Mason Wright and Carter Cadis at 139 pounds for the Wright for the third place bout. See what these guys can do. Can Carter Cadis compete here with Mason Wright?
Yeah, needless to say, they're very familiar with each other. Over on mat number three, we have Garshnick of United up 5-0 with 1:33 left in that bout, over Derry area's William McNeil. Down here on mat number two, Julian Pertusi from Burl has a 3-0 lead over Avery Gable of Phillipsburg.
All right, here we go. Mat number one. Mike, you're going to help me call this as well.
Sounds good. Get some local guys.
Yeah, it's all you. Go ahead. Tell me what you're seeing.
All right, so we've got the two. Let me bring up their mat number one here. Mason Wright from Best Center, Carter Cadis from Burgettstown. Colors very similar. Burgettstown a little deeper blue. They're just really trying to fight for some position here. Right now, Burgettstown's Cadis trying to get that underhook. Cannot, because Best Center's Wright has that elbow. He's trying to sweep that elbow across, not able to do anything with it. Wright shoots in, trying to come up through the middle there. They're right on the edge of the mat. If he pushes out at all, he's going to be out. But Mason Wright trying to keep him in, trying to come up through the crotch area there of Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. But his leg's too far under, not enough time. And they'll go into the next period 0-0.
Finishing up on mat number three, 10 seconds remaining in the third period. Joseph Garshnick of United has a 5-0 lead on William McNeil of Derry at 145 pounds, and that's the way they're going to finish. Garshnick to the third-place bout, William McNeil of Derry to the fifth-place bout at 145.
Cadis from Burgettstown will start the second period on bottom. Wright from Best Center will on top. Burgettstown trying to get out, but no can do. Wright puts him back down to the mat, grabs that foot, and now is working on top. Cadis trying to develop a base, but Wright just not having it, trying to chop down that arm. Now, Cadis reaches back to try to grab that leg. Wright's got to be careful here. Yep, he got in the granny roll there, but out of bounds. Where did they give points to? Looks like there's one point on the board right now. Now there's two.
Reversal. There had to be two. Did they call two reversals, or do you just roll?
Well, they're trying to see if they got back points, but he was rolling through the back points, I think. So right now we've got Carter Cadis from Burgettstown with a slim margin 2-0, 1:38 left in the second.
Now up on mat number three, Owen Ivsick of Bentworth and Doug McKim of Huntington, 160-pound consolations.
Right from Best Center, give him everything he got, going up neutral now, cuts the score 2-1. Right, very good showing based on the numbers we heard before the match. He's doing all right. Still 2-1, trying to push for a position right on the edge of the mat. Nothing really happening. 1:12 left in the second.
Yeah, Mason Wright just tech-falled Carter Cadis last week, and here's Cadis with a 2-1 lead with a minute to go in the second period.
Yeah, he must have took it personally. Wright goes for the shot, kind of half-hearted. He has that foot, trying to suck it in. They're right on the edge of the mat, but Cadis, he's got that back ankle. Well, tried for that back ankle. He's trying to get his foot loose, grabbing at that leg. If Wright can suck him in, he might be able to get a takedown here. It's close, but Cadis of Burgettstown just really trying to soak him out. But Wright does get the takedown, and he'll go up 4-2 with 39 seconds left in the second period here.
End of the third period, Julian Bertusi of Burl, a winner, 145, 13-2 over Avery Gable of Phillipsburg. Over on mat number three, Owen Ivsick and Doug McKim still scoreless to start the second period. Ivsick gets an escape and goes up 1-0. They both run out of bounds.
39 seconds left in the second. We've got Wright on top, Cadis on bottom. Referee's instructing the wrestlers a little bit. Wright tries to reach across, unable to keep him down. Cadis tries to hit the switch, not able to. Wright stays on top. Cadis bellies out, trying to get up to his base. Mason Wright of Best Center trying to break him down, trying to get some wrist control so he could probably try to work a tilt here. But Cadis has a great base underneath him. Both knees on the floor, arms extended out. Wright unable to do anything. Cadis gets to his feet right on the edge of the mat. He is not able to get any points as they go out of bounds.
Now up on mat number two, Victor Bonus of McGuffey at 152 pounds. He gets a quick takedown, then lets Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt back up. It's 3-1. Now 30 seconds remaining in the first period. On mat three, Owen Ivsick still leading 1-0 with that one escape point with 50 seconds to go in the second. He and Doug McKim of Huntington go out of bounds. Shot in on Bonus. He's able to shrug it away.
Going into the third period, we've got Mason Wright of Best Center up on Carter Cadis 4-2. Out there on mat number three, Owen Ifsic going against Doug McKim out of Huntington. Ifsic out of Bentworth trying to jockey for position. 33 seconds left in that second period. Not a whole lot happening, but they're working. They're working to try to get leverage, trying to find a good shot, but just not going right now. Back to mat number one. Still 5-2 in favor of Mason Wright of Best Center over Carter Cadis. Cadis starting to circle a little faster, start to see a little bit more urgency in his moves, knowing he's down by three and needs a takedown.
Victor Bonas starts the second period on top, leading 3-1. Owen Ifsic still a 1-0 lead over Doug McKim at the end of the second period. They go to the third.
McKim will take bottom here. Ifsic will take top.
Right, Ifsic and Cadis go out of bounds.
Yep. Still 5-2 in favor of Wright.
Now Jackson Butler gets a takedown on Victor Bonas. Had an escape and then a takedown. Makes it 5-3. Victor Bonas of McGuffey at 152 pounds. Trailing to Butler of Bishop McCourt.
Then up there on mat three, Owen Ifsic gives up the escape to McKim. Tied it up 1-1, 140 left here. Ifsic got in on the shot. He's got that leg, but he's going to have to pull him back in. McKim tries to granny out, and Ifsic is going to get the takedown. Has McKim flat. Back here to mat one, still 5-2 in favor of Wright. Ifsic has McKim tight-waisted, trying to squeeze the breath out of him, trying to throw those legs in. Back here on mat one, we've got Wright and Cadis. Wright still with that 5-2 lead with 27 seconds left. No real sense of urgency from either wrestler, but Cadis is going to have to put in some work here to try to get those points back. Right now, Cadis has the underhook, but Wright able to get out of it, out of bounds, back to center.
Bonas with a reversal comes from behind now, still trailing Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt 8-5, 30 seconds remaining in the second period there. 40 seconds to go on mat three with Owen Ifsic. He gets called for stalling, leading 4-1.
Yeah, they're right there on the edge of the mat. Owen Ifsic had control, just wasn't doing a whole lot on top. 40 seconds left.
Time going to run out on mat one.
Time ran out on mat one, and Mason Wright, you know what they say about statistics. The further away you get away from something, the closer you get to something else. And Mason Wright comes out on the winning end of this bout against Carter Cadis from Burgettstown. Wright from Best Center will move on to wrestle third. Cadis from Burgettstown will wrestle fifth.
End of the second period, Victor Bonas trailing by three. Now up on mat number one at 152 pounds, Jones of Burl and Lomason of Bald Eagle.
Owen Ifsic up there on mat three, still leading 4-1, 28 seconds left. McKim on bottom, not really doing a whole bunch. Ifsic almost had to let him go, but didn't. He's going to have to break this base down that McKim's got built up, or he's going to be able to get out of it, and he does. McKim bellies out. Ifsic on top. He'd do well to throw a leg in here. 10 seconds left. He might just try to ride him out. Just remember that he was called for stalling, got a caution on that. But I don't think it's going to matter. 1-0. Owen Ifsic from Bentworth will wrestle for third as Doug McKim from Huntingdon will move down to wrestle fifth.
Alec Palko from Jefferson Morgan going to come up over there on mat number three right behind Ifsic. And now on mat number two, a minute 10 to go here for Victor Bonas of McGuffey, still trailing Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt 8-5. They're neutral. Man fighting in the middle of the mat, looking for somewhere to go. Bonas tries to take a shot in on him. Butler able to fight it off.
Up on mat three, we have Alec Palko taking on Matt Dana. Dana out of Quaker Valley, Palko out of Jefferson Morgan for the right to wrestle for third place. In that semifinal match, Palko kind of ran into a buzzsaw of Bishop McCourt, but he still wrestled well. Let's see what he can do in this match, see if he can get to that third place bout. A lot of hand fighting, trying to jockey for position. Still 0-0 halfway through that first period. Trying to get the right angles here to try to go for a shot. Nothing going right now. Both wrestlers staying parallel as they circle back to the center. Alec Palko and Matt Dana. Dana out of Quaker Valley. Palko, Jefferson Morgan. Dana tries the snatch. Not able to get Palko to commit forward. pulls back and they go back neutral.
Victor Bonas running out of time. Final 10 seconds. They go out of bounds once again. 7 seconds left. They're wrestling neutral back to the middle of the mat. Bonas has to get a late shot in here. Trailing 8-5 to Jackson Butler, Bishop McCourt. And Butler will drop to his knees, gets back up. 3 seconds. 1 second. That's it. Victor Bonas will wrestle for fifth. Falls to Jackson Butler. Butler a winner by decision of Bishop McCourt at 152 pounds. Butler will wrestle for third.
Alec Palko is getting a little too high. He took top, had the legs in. And Dana will get the escape point. Palko just a little overzealous on those legs, got shook out. Now Dana looking for a takedown here. If he can come up through Palko's legs, he'll have one. Up 1-0 with 128 left in the second. Palko not going to let it happen. Call him potentially dangerous. They're going to reset in the middle.
On mat number one, 35 seconds remaining second period. Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle has a 1-0 lead on Liam Jones of Burl at 152 pounds. On mat number two, Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union and Cooper Porter of Myersdale are scoreless at 172 pounds, just 20 seconds into the first period.
Up on mat three, Alec Palko still trails Matt Dana from Quaker Valley by a score 1-0, 1 minute left in this second period, halfway through. Both wrestlers in the middle jockeying for position, trying to get wrist control. Dana tries for that snatch again. Palko not having it. Ends up coming up on top, tries to sink in an underhook. Not going right now. Referees telling the wrestlers they need to keep moving here. Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan, Matt Dana of Quaker Valley. Dana takes a shot. Sprawled by Palko, and he comes back up neutral. Palko going in for the shot, and it's not going. A lot of going around here. Palko circles around, trying to get that takedown, and he might have it locked up. He's got the leg. He just needs to circle around, and he's going to get it. Palko, takedown, 3-1 with 18 seconds left in the second.
Nice job by Palko there.
Yeah, that was good hustle, good heart. A little bit winded from that exchange. They might be content moving into that third period. Palko up 3-1, 3-2-1. Going into that third period, Palko with that late takedown is leading Matt Dana of Quaker Valley, Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan.
152-pound consolation semifinal. Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle still a 1-0 lead on Liam Jones of Burl. 1:14 remaining in the third period. On mat number two, still scoreless at 172 pounds between Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union and Cooper Porter of Myersdale. That's 30 seconds into the second.
Palko and Dana getting back at it here in the third. They go neutral exchange off the whistle. Palko goes in for the shot, but Dana blocks him off, keeping those elbows in, trying for those underhooks. Right now he's got Palko on the left, tried for that wizard, wasn't getting it. Palko's got his head under. He's not really in a great spot. Dana reaches back for that leg, tries to circle around. Palko's wise and pulls back out. Palko trying to circle around, going for that shot again. He's got Dana on his belly out in front. If he can get that leg and circle him around, he's going to get this takedown. Trying to suck him in, but Dana doing a great job of keeping on that knee of Palko, and he lets go of that knee, and Palko goes back around. Still not giving him that three. No one has control right now. Palko keeps working around. Dana has a hold of that arm, death grip on that arm. Not letting Palko move. Smartly pins that wrist down to the mat. Palko trying to get rid of it. He's got to get that wrist back. Dana grabs the leg of Palko. Still no one in control, no points awarded. Palko's going with the crossface, and as he gets that crossface in, he is awarded with that takedown with 39 seconds left in this bout. Goes ahead 7-1 against Matt Dana from Quaker Valley. Does Alec Palko from Jefferson Morgan.
Winner at 152 pounds, Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle will wrestle for third. Liam Jones of Burl will wrestle for fifth. A 1-0 win for Lomason. Again, that's at 152. 30 seconds remaining in the second period at 172 pounds. Cooper Porter of Myersdale and Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union still scoreless.
Palko trying to isolate that left arm, make it look like he's doing something. That way he's not going to get called for a stall. 5 seconds left in this bout. He is ahead 7-1, and there's nothing that Matt Dana can do. Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan will move on to wrestle for third here out in Altoona. If Matt Dana will drop down to the fifth place bout.
If I have this correct, I'm going to double check the bracket, but I believe that puts Ipsic and Palko against each other
again for third.
In the third place bout, and it was Palko who upset Ipsic. At the Whippeal tournament last week. So Ipsic will get another shot at Palko in the third place bout. I'll double check my bracket.
The year before, Ipsic was the WPL champion.
Yeah.
Coming into that tournament, gets beat by Palko.
Pull up my bracket here.
So he might be excited to have a rematch there.
Sure is. Ipsic and Palko, the third place bout. All right, now up on mat number one, Rocco Reefer of Moshannon Valley against Braden Lazowski of Penns Valley. That's at 172 pounds. They're scoreless at the end of the first period. Begin the third period on mat two at 172 pounds as well. Rowan McLean Hartman and Cooper Porter still scoreless. And now up on mat number three, C.J. Pansiro of Bishop McCourt with a 3-0 lead on Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. That's at 189 pounds. Still to come here from Altoona in this consolation semifinal round, Malachi Peak of Beth Center and also Noah Lehu of Beth Center at 189 and 215. Nobody locally from Washington or Greene counties at 172 or at 285. A bunch of guys already clinching a spot in Hershey as C.J. Pansiro, Bishop McCourt, gets a fall at 54 seconds. He'll wrestle for third place. And coming up on mat number three now will be McConville of United and Carlson of Laurel at 215 pounds. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have those bouts at 189 and 215 in these consolation semifinals here on greensports.net and WJPA.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
Back here at Altoona. All right. Just getting the words here that Parade of Champions is at 5 o'clock. They are going to kick everybody out of the gym and open the doors at 4 o'clock. So that is the official word, Parade of Champions at 5 o'clock here as we're wrapping up the consolation semifinal. Still a few more bouts to go. Final bout on mat number three right now. Max McConville of United and Colton Carlson of Laurel. They're scoreless as they begin the second period.
On mat number two down here, we have Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union and Cooper Porter of Myersdale.
Porter got that 1-0 win.
Oh, yeah, he did.
That'll bring a Malachi Peak on mat number two.
Need to refresh that.
And starting up on mat number one is the third period for Lazowski of Penns Valley and Reifer of Moshannon Valley in 172 pounds.
Malachi Peak looking to wrestle for third place here today. Going up against Jaden Imler from Chestnut Ridge. On mat two, locked up in the center. Peak circling Imler. Imler goes for the shot, but Peak says no. If he can get that underhook, for some reason Imler's trying to stay in, and I think Peak's got more of an advantage for points here, so he wisely pulls that hand out, and they will go back to center. Imler goes for the shot, Peak sprawls. Got some action here on mat two. Up on mat three, the 215-pound consolations, we have McConville and Carlson. McConville from United, Carlson from Laurel. 1-0 in favor of the man from Laurel. Imler down here trying to get a shot, but Peak just running those hips, keeping those toes in the ground, keeping the pressure on, has an underhook. stalemate call. They'll go back to the middle. Seven seconds left in that first period. Emler tries for the shot. One, nothing going there. We'll go into the second period between Emler and Peak. Peak from best center, Emler from Chestnut Ridge. All knotted up at 0-0.
Winding down in the third period here on mat number one, 172-pound consolation. Braden Lazowski of Penns Valley still with a 1-0 lead over Rocco Reefer of O'Shannon Valley. 45 seconds remaining there.
Best center's Peak down second period. Emler on top trying to isolate that arm, but Peak just too strong up on his feet. Emler trying to sag back to pull him down. Emler pulls him up and puts Peak down. You haven't seen that yet in this tournament. Malachi Peak needing to get to a base, but Emler has that leg in, making it tough for him to get any leverage here to work up. He's trying, though, kicking that leg, but Emler just won't have it. Peak really needs to work up to the base, but Emler has that overhand. Now Peak smartly tries to scoot out. On a base, he's not going to be able to hit a switch. He got that tight waist in, pretty tight. Peak up on both feet, but they are out of bounds. Emler and Peak. Emler from Chestnut Ridge. Peak from Bethlehem Center down in Washington County. One of our boys tied 0-0. 45 seconds.
Noah Leahy will be coming up here on mat number one in just a moment. Final 15 seconds of the third period there between Lazowski of Penns Valley and Rocco Reefer of Moshannon Valley in 172 pounds.
Leahy's had a good tournament up to this point.
Yeah.
Malachi Peak bellied out right now. Emler has that arm across the body. He did. Now Peak able to get all fours on. But Emler has that leg in, making it tough for Peak to get up to a base, but he's doing what he can. Keep working to that edge. Peak's got to find a way to keep him inside because he can get up to a base, can get up to his feet, but just always out of bounds every time.
Final at 172 pounds, Braden Lazowski of Penns Valley, a 1-0 winner over Rocco Reefer of Moshannon Valley. That'll bring Noah Leahy up from Beth Center at 215 pounds on mat number one.
They're going to give two back points. I'm really not sure where they're going to give that 2 points. It looks like Emler from Chestnut Ridge was working back points, but Emler must have had a reverse on in control. Hard to tell. But Emler is the benefactor of that. Goes up 2-0 with 30 seconds left in the second. Whistle off the whistle. We got a caution on Emler for just a little bit of a false start. Sorry, caution on Peak for a little bit of a false start.
Noah Leahy now underway with Robert Martin. They wrestle neutral to start this first period.
No, I'm sorry. Those back points were given to Malachi, to Emler from Chestnut Ridge, and he is up 2-0. And that caution would be on Emler, too. Malachi Peak trying to work up to the base. He's much in a much better spot to get to his feet here. He's not so far off the mat like he was on all those other opportunities. He really needs to try to work up with 6 seconds left. But Emler just putting that pressure on, not letting him have it. 2-1. That'll bring an end to the second period with Emler of Chestnut Ridge up 2-0 on Malachi Peak from Best Center.
Winner at 215, Colton Carlson of Laurel, a 7-3 decision over Max McConville of United. Carlson of Laurel will wrestle for third. McConville of United will wrestle for fifth.
Peak gives up the neutral point, goes down 3-0, needs to work a shot here. He must feel more confident on his feet to get that takedown than he does being on top to get a tilt on Emler.
Leahy lifts up Martin up into the air and then returns him to the mat to begin this second period. Still scoreless. Beth Center's Noah Leahy trying to get into the third place bout.
Peak really needs to work a takedown here with 135 left in this bout. If he can't get one, he's going to drop into that fifth place bout. but he's pushing. Emler backing up, circled back around. Peak putting the pressure on, trying to isolate that hand and wrist. Emler's letting it have it. They got both tied up on top. Peak has that wrist, but Emler's just getting backed away, backed away, backed away. Referee's got to get him wrestling.
Minute to go, second period. Lehue on the edge of the mat, still riding on top of Robert Martin of Penns Valley. Just has that left leg in on the left side of the mat. Tries to readjust here. Trying to drag Martin back into play. Back in the boundary as Martin keeps trying to sneak out. And finally, Martin gets out of bounds enough to blow the whistle.
Peak and Emler go out of bounds. Peak is really trying to push the envelope here, trying to get something on Emler. Emler's playing a very defensive match right now, not letting Peak get inside at all. Malachi Peak out of best center, taking on Jaden Emler of Chestnut Ridge. 43 seconds left in the bout. Peak goes for the shot, unable to get it, and they're out of bounds. A lot of movement on this mat down here, but no points back or forth right now. Emler still has that lead, 3-0 over Peak.
Robert Martin had gotten up to his feet, almost got the escape, but Lehue with a nice job to return him to the mat. No escape point awarded there. Final 10 seconds of the second period. Lehue has spent the entire time on top of Robert Martin.
Peak, 23 seconds left. He feels it. He feels the pressure to try to get this takedown. He's trying to get in there, but Emler's just not letting him have it. Emler takes a shot. That'll save him a little bit of time on the any stall issues that he may have. But we've got Emler from Chestnut Ridge against Malachi Peak of Bethlehem Center. Peak goes for the shot. Emler backs away. 10 seconds left. 5 seconds. Oh, and he goes for that last-ditch effort shot, but too little too late for Malachi Peak. He will drop a decision and drop into the fifth-place bout. Still has that ticket. Punch to Hershey, but will wrestle for fifth. Jaden Emler will wrestle for third from Chestnut Ridge.
Noah Lehue starts this third period with an escape and then a quick takedown of Robert Martin, and Lehue finally gets some points on the board. It's a 4-0 advantage for the Beth Center 215-pounder. They both go out of bounds now. 1:17 on the clock, a 4-0 lead for Lehue. Back to the center of the mat with Lehue on top.
Up on mat number two, we're in the 285-pound Constellations. Cade Shannon from Southmoreland taking on Casey Wilson from Laurel.
Once again, we have coaches for the state ball.
Heavyweights trying to get the underhooks here. Nothing going. Casey William from Laurel trying to reach for the underhook, but Shannon not having it. Keeping those feet back, keeping a good base underneath. Shannon pushing the head of Laurel's Wilson. A lot of hand fighting locking up at this heavyweight 285-pound consolation semi-match between Caden Shannon of Southmoreland and Casey Wilson of Laurel. And Casey Wilson tries to go for the dump, does not get the takedown right at the buzzer. And the score is going to stay 0-0 going into the second. But Casey Wilson from Laurel putting the pressure on Cade Shannon from Southmoreland at the end of the period.
Final 10 seconds here for Noah Lehue of Beth Center. He got that escape and takedown to begin the third period and has spent the rest of it on top. That's going to be it. Noah Lehue will wrestle for third out of Beth Center at 215 pounds. A 4-1 decision over Robert Martin of Penns Valley.
Casey Wilson gets the escape here on Cade Shannon.
One last bout coming up here on mat number one. It's the other 285 consolation semifinal, so we know what our local wrestlers will be doing. First off, wrestling for the regional championship at first place at 139 pounds will be Drake McClure, the junior out of Bentworth, and at 285 pounds, the senior from West Green, Colin White. Wrestling for third place in the finals at 133 pounds will be the senior out of McGuffey, Lucas Barr. At 139 pounds, it will be the senior out of Beth Center, Mason Wright. At 160 pounds, wrestling for third place, two guys going to square off that are familiar with each other, Owen Ibsick of Bentworth and Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan. And also wrestling for third place at 215 pounds will be Noah Lehew of Beth Center. Wrestling for fifth place at 139 pounds will be Carter Cadis of Burkittstown, the sophomore. At 152 pounds, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, the senior. And at 189 pounds, the senior from Beth Center, Malachi Peak. All of those wrestlers I just mentioned have already clinched a spot at Hershey. The top seven go. So the four wrestling for seventh place and a trip to Chocolate Town will be at 107 pounds, Braden Hanning, the freshman of Jefferson Morgan. At 127 pounds, Clayton Ely, the sophomore from McGuffey. At 145 pounds, the senior from Wash High, Caleb Patton. And at 152 pounds, Logan Noyes, the Burkittstown senior. Casey Wilson gets the win at 285 pounds in the consolation semifinals. A 4-0 victory over Caden Shannon of Southmore. Wait, he got pinned.
Yeah, he got the pin.
He got the pin. Man,
Wilson Casey Wilson got the pin over Shannon.
Take that back. Apologize. But still, it's Casey Wilson out of Laurel pinning the Southmoreland wrestler. And the final bout here in these consolation semifinals on the mats right now, Daniel Williams of Glendale and Blair Miller of Central. And again, winner goes to third place, loser goes to fifth place. All of these guys have already clinched their spot in Hershey. We'll be back on the air at about 5 o'clock or so, and there's a fall. And that'll end the consolation semifinals. A fall at 1 minute and 36 seconds for Daniel Williams of Glendale. Williams will wrestle for third. Blair Miller of Central will wrestle for fifth. We'll be back on the air around 5 o'clock, Parade of Champions then, and we'll get to the championships and the consolation finals underway at about 5:15. I'm excited to see a couple of these guys. I'm looking forward to the Ibsick-Palko rematch. I want to see Drake McClure and Colin White in the finals. Going to be fun later here this evening.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're going to finish up this tournament and wish off our guys off to Hershey good luck. And we got a couple guys still working for that spot. So it's going to be, you know, a lot of anxiety out there on the mat, but up here we'll keep it cool and try to deliver it the best we can.
10 wrestlers into Hershey already. 4 more with a shot to clinch here this evening in the championship round and the consolation finals. This broadcast on WJPA and Greensports.net has been brought to you by the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. By Kinetic, Internet better. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation in Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By the Day Insurance Agency, on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate, find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Coverage of the PIAA 2A Southwest Regional from Altoona, brought to you by attorney John Patricic. Nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg. By Quality Quick Printing, your full-service digital document solution center. Online at qualquick.com. By Visit Green. Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By the Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville Area businesses are winning again, thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. We'll be back on the air here from Altoona in just a few hours. At about 5 o'clock, we'll come back on the air for the championship round and the consolation finals. Nate Rigotti, Mike Hildreth from Altoona. We'll see you in just a little bit.